880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we've got a terrific show for you this week. We've got the State of the State with Ron Book, one of the top government affairs experts in town. Of course, we'll have Penny Schaefer on with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment. We always want to thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield for being one of the cornerstone sponsors of Freedom Business. We're going to have Victor Franks on. We're going to reprise one of Victor's best episodes. We're going to talk about the fact that red meat is actually good for you. We're going to have Peter Cassis on with his office technology tips. We're going to talk about protecting your data and your computer network. We're going to have Adam Taub talking about how to make sure your opt-in email is open. And, of course, we're going to have Lolly Green's positive energy, some emails, and other good features. And now we'll start off the show with our emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
Now, if you ever want to send us an email, you can always do that to jim@freedonbusiness.com. Our first email is from Don in Boca. I'm a licensed health insurance salesperson. How do I become a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida agent? Well, Don, we'll put that on the side, and we'll have Penny answer that later on in the show. Steve from Miami. Let's see. I'm making offers on apartment projects, cannot buy any. What gives? Well, Steve, I think that the apartment market is very overheated, and you may need to raise your pricing. If we can help you out with any of that, by the way, if you need some capital, give us a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Tony from Fort Lauderdale writes, now that the Florida primary is over, who's the best person for the economy? I'd say the person that's best for the economy is one that'll help build a consensus and that focuses on education. We'll talk a little bit more about my thoughts on education with Ron Book. And also at the end of the show, when I give my editorial rant, that's what we're going to talk about, is higher education as well as K through 12. Paul in Miramar writes, what's up with public education funding in Tallahassee? Well, Paul, we're going to talk about that with Ron Book right after this segment. Brian in Brickell writes, what goes on with at the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida stores? Who can go in there and what do they offer? Well, I've been to those stores, Brian, and it's a real terrific, interesting experience. We'll talk more with Penny about that later on in the show. David from Miami Beach writes, I'm buying an apartment project. Can you help? How about a hotel? Well, David, we can help with both. Hospitality and multifamily are two specialties, and we have investment capital in-house ready to help capitalize your transaction from both a debt or equity standpoint. If we can help you with debt or equity for your acquisition of commercial property, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. And our last email today is from Paul in Aventura. Paul in Aventura writes, what's up with all these new SBA loans? Well, Paul, there's a big push around for these SBA loans. It's a lot of energy behind it. I've gotten calls from some firms up in New York who are asking us if we can help them originate their loans. SBA loans are only able to go up to about $5 million, but I've got a group that's willing to put on an additional $10 million piece, so we can actually finance you with an SBA-type loan all the way up to $15 million. If that's something that interests you, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. We'll be right back after this short break with Ron Book. Stay with us.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage problem-solving pioneer, someone I could speak to in person who could answer my questions without putting me on hold and explain my healthcare coverage claims and benefits to me in a way that made sense. I guess you could say I needed a face-to-face, solution-finding, get-it-done-now customer service helper. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a customer service person right there. She helped me understand all of my healthcare coverage benefits and was able to give me face-to-face answers to all my claims questions. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my always there to help place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with another segment here on Fried on Business, our regular segment about the state legislator and what's going on in Tallahassee with Ron Book. Ron is a specialist in government affairs and administrative law with a JD degree from Tulane University and a bachelor's degree in political science from Florida International University. He's a former director and special counsel of Florida Governor Bob Graham's cabinet. He's one of the state's most influential government affairs professional. Over the past few years, Mr. Book has raised over $25 million for various causes and candidates. Today, we're going to discuss the state of the state. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for welcoming back. And as you know, I'm at the state capitol today doing what I do during the course of a legislative session.
So no, I know it's the busy season.
Thank you for inviting me to come back.
Oh, thank you for being back. I know it's your busy season, Ron. Tell me, what are some of the more electric issues that are going around the halls up in Tallahassee? I know we've got reapportionment taking a big load of time up there.
Well, redistricting is obviously the dominant early issue of the session. They want to get the redistricting plan approved by both houses so they can go ahead and send it to the courts for their review and their action. You should look for the Florida House to take up redistricting before week's end, and hopefully the Senate will then re-respond when the House is done, and within the next week, they will have sent that redistricting plan to the courts. In addition to that, House is moving on their budget bills this week, and the Senate will hopefully begin to deliberate on their budgets in committees in the next couple of days as they get a budget allocation. The Florida House Committee on Business Regulation will take up the Destination Gaming Bill, Destination Casino Bill, this Friday. That's the first movement of that bill in the Florida House. So those are the issues, at least over the next several days, that the legislature is looking at. And the three dominant issues of the session, obviously, are the gaming issue, redistricting, and then the budget. Not sure that a lot of other things will get done this session, and I'm not one of those who believes that a gaming bill will ultimately pass. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that the prison privatization legislation will also receive attention or further attention over the next week. The Senate took up the prison privatization bill yesterday, took some amendments, and has deferred additional activity on that bill for a couple of days. The House Budget Committee will likely take that bill up later next week. But the prison privatization issue, because it affects Region 4 of the Corrections Department, which is the South Florida region, obviously has unique attention for those listeners in Miami-Dade County.
Oh, for sure. Now, one of the things that made the Herald today was that Governor Scott is apparently, I don't want to be too strong and say waging war, but certainly looking to squeeze the education system, the public education system, for some savings. I was at a event yesterday for the University of Florida Foundation where we're getting close to closing a $1.5 billion campaign to fill some of the funding holes. But let's face it, in my opinion, education is one of the long-term ways to get Florida's economy rolling for a long time in the right direction.
Well, I think the governor probably agrees with you. His focus at the present time is to put an additional $1 billion into the K-12 part of the education funding program. his focus is not on adding additional dollars of any great significance in the higher ed arena this year, but primary focus is on K-12.
Well,
I believe the next 2 years under the leadership of the incoming Senate President Don Gates and the incoming Speaker of the House, Will Weatherford, they're going to be extremely well-focused on the higher education issues over the next 2 years, although some pieces of what they want to move on will begin to fall into place this session.
Well, I just think that in the long term, that's a good gauge on how we can get Florida moving in the right direction again and get a bunch of high-paying careers, not only entry-level and minimum wage jobs, but real careers going. And that's something I think we need here.
One of the business focuses that the leadership and the governor has in the higher ed arena is making certain that our universities and our colleges of higher education are actually educating people in fields and in areas known as STEM, which are those where they can primarily get jobs. The feeling is we're educating lots of people with degrees that have absolutely no potential for any return on investment because there aren't jobs in the areas at which we're focusing educational attention at the college and university level. I think what they want to do is incentivize our colleges and universities to, if you will, graduate students with degrees where there's a higher potential for job placement, not where people can't get jobs.
Well, I don't think you can disagree with that focus. I know that when they graduate from the business school and come down here, that a lot of times they call me and I help them. And it really is a positive thing for me. We've only got a couple minutes left, Ron, and I know you've got to get back to your duties up in Tallahassee. And we're early on in the session, but what do you think we'll see when the session's over? What results can we anticipate? I know it's early, but for instance, you said that gaming would have a difficult row to hoe. What are your projections coming up for the session?
Well, I would not be betting on a casino bill to pass, and I know that may come as a surprise to many of your listeners because most people have had a glass of Kool-Aid and they're convinced that the only thing left to have happen is a permit to be issued for the destination casinos. I just don't think the House is serious about taking up a bill at all. And so I don't see that happening. I do see prison privatization happening. I think it'll be a relatively close vote, but I believe it'll happen. I believe that additional funding will happen in the kindergarten to 12th grade arena. I believe that at the end of the day, a PIP bill, in the automobile insurance world, a PIP bill will pass, which will have some very significant anti-fraud provisions in it that will hopefully help reduce our auto insurance rates in Florida, but with a focus on South Florida, where so much of the automobile insurance fraud takes place. I think those are the things you can look for in the coming couple of weeks. We're midway through week four today. The end of this week, we will be at the end of week four. Next Wednesday will be the halfway point in the legislative session, and that's what I see in the coming days. And, Jim, I can only thank you and your show for inviting me to come back and visit with your listeners, and I'm always available anytime we can be of any help.
Well, we'll take you up on that and catch you on the backside of the session so you can give us what happened, your synopsis on that. And I really appreciate everything you do for the citizens of the state of Florida and the constituents of all the people you represent. Ron Book, senior government affairs person up in Tallahassee. As always, thank you so much, Ron, for joining us today. We'll be right back with more Freed on Business. We'll have the Executive Health and Wellness segment with Penny Schaefer, Victor Franks, and Lolly Green, MSW's Positive Energy Minute. Back after this. Hi, this is Jim Freed. I want to invite you to attend the National Association of Industrial and Office Parks South Florida Chapter meeting on May 26th. From 11 to noon, they'll have registration and networking. Noon to 1 p.m., they'll have their program. The cost to NAIOP members is $35, non-members $55. It's going to be located at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale Airport and Cruise at 1825 Griffin Road in Dania. Who's going to be speaking? Jim Didier, Cushman & Wakefield Executive Vice President for U.S. Industrial Brokerage. Mr. Didier, an SIOR, heads Cushman & Wakefield's National Industrial Brokerage Platform, one of the world's largest. He'll be discussing the industrial landscape, the markets, where South Florida fits in. It's definitely an event you're going to want to attend. If you'd like to RSVP, you can call NAIOP at 954-990-5116, or you can register online at www.naiopsfl.org. Again, 954-990-5116 or www.naiopsfl.org for NAIOP's May 26th event, lunchtime at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale Airport and Cruise Port. I'll be there. I'll hope to see you there too.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. As always, we have the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And I'm always joined, as I am this week, by Penny Schaefer, Market President for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. Welcome to the show, Penny.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Oh, now I know that we do a lot of social media on the show. And one of the things I wanted to bring up in our segment today was social media and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Now, let's say I'm sitting in my doctor's office, bored to tears, but I'm worried about what I might be covered or not covered on Blue Cross or Blue Shield. Can I check on my smartphone in an app or something like that?
Absolutely. In fact, from any smartphone, you can go to the mobile app. It's bcbsfl.com, and you can check to make sure that the doctor is in the network. You can bring up your member card right from there.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty sweet because all those doctor's offices now gear everything off of your member card and your member number. They know if you've paid your deductibles, they know how much copay to accept and so forth. So that's all pretty important. But let's imagine that at the end of that doctor's appointment, the doctor wants to write your prescription of some sort.
Right.
Well, in the old days, that would play out. I'd take the prescription. I'd go to a nearby pharmacy. I would shop for an hour and then pick it up. And when I go to pick it up, sometimes there's a little surprise about how much
I'm paying $100 or something, whatever, yeah.
And then you've lost the hour and you're trying to get back in touch with the doctor, say, is there really anything else that I – but getting back to that doctor takes a little time as well. Imagine if you're sitting in the doctor's office. They declare to you they're going to write your prescription and you say, before you sign that – can we talk about what it is? And you put into your smartphone the intended prescription and see what it really is going to cost you based on your benefits in that doctor's office. And you declare, hey, it's $120 there, and they write you something different on the spot. You didn't lose the hour. You didn't lose the contact time. It's all right in your hand.
And it's good for me. It's good for our country, and it's good for the doctor, too, because the doctors get evaluated. You're actually helping your doctor, aren't you?
Everybody wins in that scenario, I'm going to tell you. You make your trip towards home. You go to the pharmacy knowing exactly what it's going to cost you, knowing that your doctor is endorsing what you're about to pick up as a prescription and that it's going to meet the needs. And then you go on home and take it and feel a lot better the next day, I hope.
Oh, yeah. It's because I'm scared sometimes when I go to get some kind of, you know, you go to the doctor and they go, well, I'm going to give you this. And he goes, you're going to have to take it. I know it's sort of expensive, but you got to take it. And it's scary sometimes.
Well, unfortunately, you know, the good news is our doctors are excellent. All the doctors in the network are fabulous people, and they know the medicine very, very well. But they can't possibly keep track of all the insurance companies and all the plans and all the benefit designs. So unfortunately, your doctor rarely knows when they write the prescription if it is expensive for you or not, because they can't possibly know your formulary.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. This sounds like a great thing to have.
We think it's a powerful thing to have in your hand. And if you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're bored, you can also download some pretty funny ringtones from that same site.
Oh, you're terrific. You're terrific. You've got something for everybody, Penny.
We try.
All right. Now, let's get a couple of the questions from the audience in on this. Now, we have Sandra from Aventura. Sandra writes, both my husband and I are in the healthcare field and we're new to South Florida. Welcome, Sandra. Thanks for coming down. How do we become one of your providers? That's interesting. How does somebody get in? I guess it's called in-network with you?
Correct. Well, I mean, the beauty of that is all you have to do is click on bcbsfl.com. There's a tab there for providers, and there's a pretty simple letter, you know, asking for credentialing, because we credential all of our physicians.
Well, I would hope so.
So it's a way to begin the credentialing process to become a member of the network.
Wow, that sounds great. You know, it's kind of comforting to know that it's that easy and that difficult at the same time, because you always want to make sure that you have ease of access for people into the network. But I don't know how to pick and choose whether somebody's qualified. So it's great to know that I have somebody looking over my shoulder, helping to make sure that I've got people that are at the top of their field working with me.
Well, we're proud of the network that we have. We do see a dynamic that's going on in the marketplace. But if you're an employer, you're familiar with a term that's called disruption analysis, which means when you're evaluating a health insurance company and potentially looking at a change, you look at the disruption to your employee base. So who do my employees use as a physician today? And if I switch to that other carrier, will all those physicians still be available to them? The interesting thing about that is we're seeing some shifts happening in that evaluation, because employers have changed insurance companies a couple of times over the last few years, given the economy. And so just because somebody is using a physician today doesn't mean that they have a long-standing relationship with that physician. So most employers now, instead of looking at disruption analysis, are looking at what are the quality metrics that you use to evaluate your physicians, and what can my members and my employees expect from that?
Well, compassion and professionalism and quality of service, I think, are right up there.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we look at when we look at our physicians, to bring them into the network and to keep them into the network.
Yeah, cost effectiveness is right up there too, I would hope. Now, we have another email. This email is from Barry. Barry in Boca. Hey, Barry, thanks for listening all the way up in Boca. Barry asks, oh, this is actually a great question. Barry asks, do you offer anything besides health insurance? You know, we only talk about health insurance. Do you guys have dental, life? How about workers' comp?
We do actually offer all of those. And I'll tell you, recent research is telling us that people should pay even more attention to their dental care than they ever have before. It's not just about cosmetics. Many of the sources of infections throughout the body that can create issues with heart and other are traced back to bacteria in the mouth. And so good dental hygiene actually has an overall health effect that we're really learning more and more about every day, but it is compelling enough to say, see your physician, but also see your dentist every year.
Well, it's a good thing that Mission Impossible has joined us. Juan, would you please make sure you keep your phone off in the future? Yeah, I know.
Well, the good news is good health is not an impossible mission.
Oh, you are terrific, Penny. Well done. Now, Penny, we're wrapping up the show. How do people click or contact you in other ways as well?
Sure. Call, click, or visit.
I didn't have that down.
800-876-2227. Click www.bcbsfl.com or visit us in person at any of our Florida Blue centers.
All right. That's great, Penny. As always, thank you so much. This is Jim Fried. We were with Penny Schaefer, Market President for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. This is always the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida Health and Wellness segment, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. As always, Penny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. We'll be right back after this short break. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We've got more of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Victor Franks, please help me save my show. What do we got on tap for today?
We got what could be considered a controversial show here, Jim.
We always have a controversial show with you.
Well, this one is meat is good for you. How about that?
I love it. Meat is good for you, isn't it?
Well, first apologies to all you vegetarians out there. And I was vegetarian for 6 years when I was in my early 20s. It didn't do me any good. And especially if you have a type O blood type, which is 80% of the world, you have no business being a vegetarian. Some people with AB negative and all that, some of those, it works better for them. But for type O, forget it. But not all meat is good meat. It needs to be raised properly.
Well, wait a minute now. I heard somebody talking to me about products that are made from cows that graze on grass only, that doesn't have pesticides, blah, 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 blah. And then they tried to get me involved in this, like, multi-level marketing thing. What are you trying to do here?
I'm not trying to get you involved in any of it. Believe me, I've checked out the multi-level marketing over the years, and it's... They usually have good products, but they're by design, they're overpriced because too many people need a slice of the pie, so they just get very expensive.
Okay, well, going back to what we were talking about, give me some red meat, Victor.
Exactly. Not only beef, but lamb and buffalo without antibiotics and without hormones. And like you said, grass-fed. It's got to be grass-fed.
Wait, buffalo? You mean like bison?
Exactly.
Wow.
Don't get me in my bison jokes, but but the thing is, if they're grass fed, fine. But when they take them to feedlots and they say finish them off with grains, they fatten them up in the last month or two of their life, and that's when it becomes a lot fattier. It doesn't need to be that way, but that grain fed meat is because they want to add fat and marbling, which is for tenderness.
No, it's because they need to win the Iowa caucuses.
I try to stay away from politics here, Jim.
Okay. Back to naturopathic medication.
And speaking of, we mentioned buffalo, lamb, beef. What about pigs? A lot of people in Miami love pork, and the reason pigs are fat is because they eat mostly grain.
I guess that's because hogs get slaughtered, right?
Well, they all get slaughtered eventually, but, you know, that's stuff that people don't want to think about when they're eating meat, and that's why I hunt, basically, because people are going to give me grief about that. But that's the best meat you can eat, period. So befriend a hunter, rather. You don't have to go out and get it yourself.
Wait, do you eat venison and all that good stuff?
Of course.
Oh, you're the best.
I live in Montana. Are you kidding? It's part of the culture.
Well, I know, but I don't call you down from the mountaintop unless it's summertime.
I know. Well, that's why I'm here.
All right.
So the other thing is, here's the perfect analogy. If grains, which are pigs' favorite food, and that's what they mostly eat, corn and grains, it makes the pigs fat. What's it do for people? We're mammals, too. Same thing. It makes us fat. So meat is not what makes people fat. It's carbohydrates and grains. Sorry, everybody. And most vegetarians out there, that's all they eat is carbos, just about.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know that I'm trying to get back and lose another 10 pounds, which I put on after I stopped following your directions while you were gone.
Exactly.
I'm a bad boy.
And I warned you.
I'm a bad boy.
But just think, the meat, i.e., you know, cows, everything else, they eat vegetarian, and they're taking vegetarian diet and concentrating it for our benefit. So it's basically we're getting concentrated nutrition of all the grass and all the, you know, vegetarian type things they're eating. But they concentrate it in their body, and that's their gift to us. So,
well, that's great.
They are here on the planet.
I appreciate
for us.
Their gift to us, and they're here for us. And I'm sure that we'll get an email from PETA right after the show is over.
And another, just think about the amount of time that mankind has been on this planet. That's, you know, sort of another controversial thing, anywhere from millions of years to 3,000 years. So, you know, it's a big discrepancy there. But if you go with the millions of years, Yeah, all they've done is this caveman diet, which people have heard about. They ate meat, and they ate berries and grubs and roots and not much else. And they seem to do okay on it, and even a lot of native cultures to this day. So the problem is it's not eating the meat so much. It's the digestion is a problem.
Okay.
And you know as well as anybody, because I harp on digestion all the time, is, you know, let's face it, cows have four stomachs, so sure they can eat grass. They have four stomachs to grind it up. We don't have that. So the things you need to do is take protein digesting enzymes before every meal, especially if it's got meat in it. Don't be sucking down a half a gallon of iced tea with your meal. Have very little liquid when you eat. Chew longer, of all things, instead of wolfing it down. And the last thing, as I mentioned last week, don't eat starch with it, which is a really hard thing to do.
I'm telling you, Victor.
It's really hard.
I see your face every time I have a sandwich. It just drives me crazy.
Oh, great.
But what is the enzymes that people should be eating before they have protein? Because you said they should do it, but you didn't tell them what they should have.
Well, my favorite is made by Standard Process. It's called Zypan. But, you can go to a health food store and get any kind of good protein digesting enzymes. And they have ones that are just for protein. They have full-spectrum ones as well. But the thing is, with the starch, most people don't understand what happens. My favorite analogy is back in, when I used to work on my own car, you had a battery that was full of corrosion, and you took a little bit of baking soda, you made a paste, you put it on there, you poured water on it, and all that sulfuric acid, which caused all that corrosion, just disappeared in front of your eyes. And it's like, wow, look at that. It's a miracle. And it neutralized it. Well, that's what happens when you eat meat and starch together. You need a high pH base enzyme to digest starch and a low pH acid to grind through all that meat. And so you put acid and base together.
You get neutral.
Yeah, it's pure, simple 101 chemistry. It's base and acid. And next thing you know, go, boy, that really stuck to my ribs. Well, that's exactly what it's doing. It's sitting there, a lump in your stomach and getting partially digested, which causes all manner of other problems on down the line.
Well, that's why I take the digestive enzymes that you prescribed, and that's exactly why I use Standard Process. Now, Juan was asking what makes Standard Process so good, because he heard that taking multivitamins is worthless. Give Juan 1 minute, Victor.
Give Juan a minute. Juan gives us more than a minute. So, first of all, Standard Process is made from real food. They have their own farms. They do it from beginning to the end. And these nutrients, which are, they're really food, they're dehydrated at room temperature, they're concentrated, and you take these pills that are really food, where, as opposed to synthetic vitamins from a laboratory, which really, all the research that I've done, it actually not only is it not good for you, it actually contributes to, quote, all-cause mortality. So take that to the bank.
Well, Victor, if somebody wants to contact you, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
My phone number is 786-404-1661 or www.askdrfranks.com.
Hey, Victor Franks, as always, keeping us always healthy here on the show. Thanks again, Dr. Victor Franks, keeping us healthy with the PhD in naturopathic medicine.
We're back with another segment with Lolly Green, MSW. Lolly, welcome back to the show, and thanks for breaking out of your Mahjong game to join us.
Absolutely. We're going to talk today about dedication.
Okay, give it to me straight.
All right. Along with plain hard work, success can be linked to a simple word, dedication. And what do we mean when we say that word? We know what it means when we talk about a dedicated phone line. It's a line used for only one purpose. And we can transfer that concept to how we behave when we have a singular focus. We exclude everything else and even obsess on an idea or a cause. As for being dedicated to our work, this is a given if we want to achieve our goals. When we're working, dedication's a must. Doing whatever it takes is required. Sometimes that takes us longer hours than usual, more energy than we thought we had, and the single-mindedness to stay on track despite a variety of distractions. The good part is that once we reach our goal, we can kick back, relax, even go fishing or on a vacation break, knowing that we've closed the deal on whatever we were chasing. And the takeaway? Stay dedicated so you can reach your goal.
No, that's great stuff, Lolly. Go back and kick some booty at the Mahjong game. We'll talk to you again next week.
Will do, and thanks.
All right, Lolly Green, MSW, coming at you from Freedom Business. We'll be right back after this short break.
I was in need of a healthcare support system, someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician-finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost-saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're back with another segment on Freed on Business. This is our business technology segment. We've got Peter Cassis, president of PDC Technologies. Peter is a technology entrepreneur. He owns several technology-related businesses. And today we're going to be discussing the IT procedures and how safe is your data. Welcome back to the show, Peter.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Well, Peter, I've got my laptop. My laptop started running slow about 3 days ago, and then I got an email from some friends yesterday that they got spammed. Now, I don't remember opening up any phishing emails. I don't remember seeing any bad emails. How does this happen, and what can I do about it?
Yeah, it seems to be running rampant now. There's a few viruses out there that are, I mean, they could be contracted many different ways. If you have an open wireless network that's not encrypted, if you go and browse on Facebook, if you open email attachments, if you, you know, stay away from those holiday greeting cards or those the Hallmark email attachments, those are definitely
deadly
viruses. Yeah, so I mean, it comes many different ways.
I mean, because I got an email that was obviously phishing for my bank account. All I did was open
right.
The email. I didn't click there. That was it, huh?
Yeah, that could have done it. Absolutely.
I guarantee you that was it.
Yep.
I guarantee you that was it. The bank said, "Don't worry, nothing's going to happen." They put a watch on my accounts, but I guess it infected my computer just by opening it up.
Sure, and it installs spyware, malware that crawls your computer. Some do different things. They prompt you to try and purchase like a fake antivirus software that you buy it for $40-$60, and then nothing happens. Or it actually crawls your information, your computer, looks for your data that's stored in cookies for credit card information, address, social, name, you know, you
name
it.
Dude, you're freaking me out. After this, can you please go by my office and clean that crap off my computer?
Absolutely.
God, I'm sitting here sweating bullets. And everybody that got those spams, I really apologize. I hope you didn't catch anything from me.
Yep.
Now, what's going on? You know, I read about Facebook is having an IPO. Now, to me, Facebook is the ultimate in ID theft environments. Tell me what's going on, how I can protect myself from people fishing for me on Facebook.
Yeah, I find it very interesting that Facebook's IPO is in the billions of dollars, and those are, you know, profit margins that are in line with the big oil companies. I mean, this is, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars.
Exxon, Mobil,
yeah, absolutely.
It's as big as they are.
And Facebook's one and only product, their
main, my information.
Yeah, it's your information, absolutely. So, you know, just a thought out there that these people are making billions of dollars off of, you know, your pictures that you're posting from last night and your little, you know, status updates and so on and so forth. So it's worth money to somebody.
Well, I think that what it's worth to them is to see what I look at and where I go and to generate trends like that. And there's software that they have now that does that, isn't there?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, whenever you browse your Facebook, off to the right-hand side, you see sponsored ads for things that you just recently may have Googled. And all of a sudden, you're getting ads for stuff that you've been searching for. And you wonder, how do they know that? Well, absolutely. I mean, it's stuff that they're tracking. And it's similar to a virus, except that you're volunteering your information. So, you know, just a thought.
Now, we recently saw that there were some hackers that attacked some U.S. government agencies and other very high-profile businesses, including, I think, they even attacked Brazil's largest state-run bank. How do we deal with this? Because it seems to me like that is the new problem. I've seen Leon Panetta interviewed the Secretary of Defense talking about cyber attacks. Sure. How do we protect ourselves against this, Peter?
Yeah, I saw a documentary myself the other day on the NSA and how they have all these mathematicians that are, you know, sitting there working on the latest and greatest in technology. And one commented that, man, if they could only utilize the resources that modern day hackers, these kids in high school, you know, are using, they're very smart individuals. And all they do is sit around figuring out ways of stealing information. This Banco de Brasil got hacked, denial of service attack. These hackers hacked their website. And once the hack had begun, they tweeted to all their followers. The tweet said, "Attention sailors, target hit. Banco de Brasil is sinking. Tango down." Ugh. So, you know, these guys are taking just pleasure in trying to be malicious, you know, and stealing whatever it is. In this case, they didn't steal any data, but they brought down the biggest state-run bank in Brazil.
Wow, that's just incredible. And I've got to believe that there's other things that are out there. I've read the articles where many of these big computer, big industrial facilities, places that do oil refining and stuff like that, they're all run by computers.
Absolutely.
And are openly accessible on the internet if you just know a few of the right codes and strokes.
Yeah, and the problem is there are thousands and hundreds of thousands of free utilities out there that you can do a quick Google search or go to YouTube and run a search on how to hack a wireless network or anything like that, and you'll see video with step-by-step instructions on how to do it. So
I read an article in the Wall Street Journal. You can hire somebody for a couple hundred bucks to ruin somebody's life that way.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
So, you know, the whole moral of the story, I guess, is that there are things we can do to prevent and protect yourself, especially when it comes to the business world. A couple of things are, one, make sure you have backups. There's long-term backups that you need to look into. You may be backing up. We had an issue with a client that they, you know, limited funds, economy hit them hard. They didn't really invest what they needed to in their IT infrastructure. And something happened, a case came up, and they had to go back and pull files back from 1998, and
wow,
they couldn't because we didn't have the money to put in the correct archiving procedures. And now what would have cost them, you know, a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand dollars is costing them many times that in litigation expenses. You know, it's crazy.
Penny-wise, pound foolish, huh?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, file storage, file archiving, how far back your files, email archiving, it's very popular now with law firms. How far back, I mean, we can go 5 years, 10 years with your email archiving, making sure you have appropriate firewalls, your antivirus software is up to date. So anyways, that's really the gist of the story here.
If somebody wanted to get you involved to do that, Peter, how do they find you?
Sure. They can give us a call at 877-732-0678 or check out our website at www.pdctech.com.
Phone number again, Pete?
877-732-0678.
All right, Peter, you've spent enough time talking to me. Now get out there and get that virus off my computer and protect the world, would
you? Sounds good.
All right, and now we have another segment with our good friend Adam Taub from Estrella Marketing. Adam, welcome back to the show. You're the president and CEO of Estrella Marketing Solutions. What are we going to talk about today, Adam?
Well, thanks, Jim, for having me. I wanted to talk to you about A-B testing is what we call, where we test different subject lines. We test different creatives, as we call it, which is the ad that we send out, different from lines, things like that. I wanted to talk about that because it's something I feel that's very important but yet underrated with email marketing.
Well, I agree. I know that whenever I put together something I'm going to have you send out, I test it myself by trying to send it to myself to see if it gets blocked by my spam filter.
Absolutely. But on top of that, you're 100% right from a content standpoint, but you also have to remember that your subject lines and your from lines are equally important as well. Not only because, of course, for any filtering like a spam filter or a bulk filter, but also for response rate. Because one thing that a lot of marketers forget is if you tell the whole story in the subject line, people are not going to open it because they already kind of get in the story. So
right.
Therefore, if you want your open rates to improve, you have to make your subject line more compelling. But now in reverse of that, what's going to happen is your subject line will cause more opens to happen, but you will see that your click-through rate when somebody actually clicks through on your ad
right.
is also going to decrease because now more people are looking at it, but not as many people who are looking at it are very interested in finding out more information. So there's that fine line of a direct response type of message where you want to get as many eyeballs as possible on it, as opposed to, I only want to send out a message and want people to open it that really, really care about what it is that I'm sending. That's that fine line.
Now, I know that you work with TiVo, Kraft, Dish Network, Motorola, some of the big banks, stuff like that. And then you work with a lot of small businesses, too. Is there a difference between a way a large firm and a small firm would handle this issue?
Yes, very much so. I feel that if you're a smaller firm, which let's just talk about local businesses or ones that would not be considered a brand name, you definitely want to keep your subject lines as compelling as possible because you're going to get more eyeballs on the ad. At the end of the day, you have to look at yourself as building a brand, and so you want people to open up the email, as many people really as possible. And so in order to do that, don't be very specific in your subject line. Of course, you know, don't be deceptive in any way, but at the same time, you have to have compelling content, and the subject line has to be compelling enough to get people to want to open up that email.
Now, if people want to work with Estrella and with you directly in your opt-in email marketing, how do they get a hold of you, Adam? Website, stuff like that?
Real simple. They can visit us online at estrellamarketing.com. That's Estrella marketing.com. Or they can call us toll-free at 866-378-7352.
Now, we talked about the subject line. You mentioned a little bit about the generic format of what you're sending. I usually send things as a picture with a nice subject line that draws people in. Is that sort of the best way to go?
I think that that's a really good way to go, especially for your content. You got to remember, it's like the content of what you're sending out is king. For you, that works. And we found this out because now we've been working together for, what, over a year?
Yeah, it's been fabulous. I can't thank you enough.
Which is great. But if you're just starting out in this venture, or if you're just starting to work with us, or just starting with email marketing in general, you really have to remember to test a whole bunch of things. You can't just be happy with just testing one or two elements and then going, okay, well, I got good response, or what I think is good response, and then not test anymore. I just think that that's a major disservice you're making, because if you can increase your open rates or your click-through rates by even, you know, a percent of a percent, then that can make a huge difference in your marketing, I think. I mean, I think that that's something you definitely should be very concerned about.
Well, Adam Taub, our expert on email opt-in marketing, who's helped us grow our business here at Freed on Business, I can't thank you enough. Again, Adam, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
They can reach us online at estrellamarketing.com. Again, that's Estrella marketing.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-378-7352. That comes out to be 866-ESTRELLA.
That's terrific. Now, Adam, put it on your book that you may want to drive down at the end of February for show 150, okay?
Done deal. Yeah, I will definitely do it.
All right, Adam Taub, our partner at Estrella Marketing, thank you so much. We'll be right back with our next segment on Freed on Business. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to rant today about public and private education. Education is the most important thing that we have that we can pass on as our legacy to our children. Education is the most important thing that we can give our community. Education is what's going to help our community recover from this economic debacle that we've been living through. And education has been under assault by the government, our primary funding source. What we need to do is make sure that public education and private education remains accessible and top of the line. I don't mind if we increase the cost of it just a little bit, as long as we increase the ability for people to attend. But the number one thing we have to do is have high quality education so we can generate high quality citizens that people across the world want to come to the state of Florida and educate. I recently went to a thank you event for the University of Florida Foundation, where I was involved with helping raise $1.5 billion for the University of Florida. They've got to turn around and start doing that again. Keep an eye out when you're getting a call from somebody who's helping to raise money for the universities or for schools locally, or if you're just a candidate running for office that wants to support education. Those are the people we need to support. Keep your eyes open. Education, number one issue this year. This is Jim Freed. I want to thank our sponsors, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. As always, I want to thank DataCorp, the NFL Alumni, Associates in Business. Today we had Peter Cassis on from PDC Technologies. Excellent episode. Estrella Marketing, Adam Taub was on. Excellent episode. I want to thank Dr. Victor Franks telling me that red meat is okay. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jim Freed. You can follow the show, at Freed on Business. You can find us on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com, by Monday afternoon. We're rebroadcast on Fridays at 3 and Tuesdays at 10. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100.